My name is Molly Middleton, and I came to live in Morden in November 1986.
And Molly, how did you first hear about the plan for the embroidery?
I seem to remember that there was something in the local newspaper, and I found it interesting. And then I was able to go to a meeting with the people who were going to organise it. I believe it was at the Friary in Morden, and I met a very nice lady who explained it all to me, what it was going to be and what I was needed to do.
And you'd been sewing and quilting for a while before that?
Yes, I'd always done sewing. I'd used to do cross stitch and make clothes for my children and that sort of thing. But I still doubted very much my ability to do the exquisite work that I think was required of me.
And how did you choose the first motif on the first panel that you were going to do?
We gathered together, and they had a large cartoon of what it was going to be about, painted and coloured and drawn by Humphrey Spender, and one could choose whichever motif one wanted. And being me, I chose the smallest thing I could see because I was still doubting my ability to do this thing.
And you did it?
Yes.
You took it back?
And yes, and it was accepted, and nothing much was said. But they were obviously pleased with it. And a little while later, I got a phone call that asked me if I could possibly be a Thursday lady. And these were the ladies who were going to gather all of the motifs together and put them back in their place on the backgrounds and sew them down. And they thought I would be able to do that, which was quite a boost for my self-esteem.
That was a real compliment, wasn't it?
Yes.
When the motifs were chosen, I understand that the kit was sent to you in the post.
Yes. You got a letter telling you what they wanted you to do and also what stitches were to be used. You got a piece of fabric to work on. You got the little motif that had been taken off Humphrey's cartoon, and you got various threads and some stiffening and all you would need to make your motif.
And you had to do some tracing?
Well, you traced Humphrey's picture. You transferred that tracing onto the background fabric, which you would be working on. And then you'd be able to stitch all the lines necessary to produce whatever it was. And I was to produce a copy of a little brooch that was like a dog. And I remember Lee saying to me, "Don't make it look like a bulldog."
Did you use a light box, as some of the other ladies did?
I had a light box, which my husband made for me, and occasionally I would use it. But my patio doors face south, and I found that the best way for me to work was to use the window as a light box and then sit by the window because it was the best light. Mm. So I did most of my work in the mornings, sitting, looking out into the garden, and it was a great pleasure.
Mm. Good natural light was very important,
oh, yes,
wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Mm. And you told me you put the work that was partially done that you were doing on the mantelpiece.
Oh, well, I did that with virtually every motif I did, simply because we were attempting to reproduce what we saw in the cartoon on the fabric, and to have them side by side on the mantelpiece as I walked about the house was to be able to look and make sure I really was being accurate.
Molly, after the dog that you embroidered on the first panel, what were the other motifs that you worked on?
Well, on the second panel, I didn't go and choose. I can't remember why. But there was another lady who lived in the next road to me, and she was also doing the embroidery. And we were sent between us a stretcher on which laid the body of Brithnoth and two monks, one each end, carrying him off to Ely. And a lot of the motifs were done by more than one person, and this was our effort. But I was asked by a friend of mine, a very close friend, if she could be part of the embroidery, because she was an embroideress. And apparently that was all right. And she was sent, if you ever see the embroidery, you'll see them on the second panel, a head that had been chopped off and lots of blood. And she was sent that. So sitting at home in Ilford, she opened her envelope and she said she nearly screamed. But there you are. On the next panel, the third panel, I had a seagull to do. But you must remember I was also working as a Thursday lady, which meant that I was regularly sewing on the actual embroidery. And then on panel four, I was asked to be one of a group of four, and we did the Market Hill houses. They were appointed, and they all, of course, that had to be accurate because they all had to fit together and fit their space.
As a Thursday lady, was that one of your jobs to fit the sections together? You said four people worked on that. So then you had
Well, everything was sent back to Lee. And we met in Lee's house in an upstairs room, and she had the background on a frame, and we sat round and we each were given a piece and we sewed it onto the background, occasionally putting on the couching, which was a feature of this work. And some people had a speciality. One lady, Jo Robson, worked on the gold lines that work their way through the panels because she was particularly good at sewing down gold kid. But yes, we all sat round. It was a very nice group to be working with.
Mm. Okay, so after Market Hill?
Well, the next one that was done, I wasn't involved in very much at all because I was busy with personal things. But then we go on to panel six, and I was able, much to my surprise, to complete the station. And I love that, and I still love it. And then we got to the last panel, and I actually chose my very own piece. I chose the Collins shop, which was a most wonderful delicatessen in Malden High Street.
Did you have a favourite, or did you enjoy working on them all?
I would say I enjoyed working on them all, but I think the station was the piece that I'm most proud of because it was a big piece and it took a lot of time. And by this time I had become much more confident in what I was doing and therefore was confident in myself to do it.
Yes, all these pieces must have taken hours and hours and hours of work.
Yes, yes. And it was quite interesting because on one panel when I did the seagull and my friend from Ilford did the lion tree, we were actually on holiday and we were at Church Stretton in Shropshire, And we thought, well, we'll take our embroidery with us and we can work on it. But it was the upstairs of a very old house, and the only window that was light enough was a little, like a church window, like an arch. And we had to sit on the floor and use that window because all the others we didn't get enough light from. So I have happy memories of that.
Yes. Did you meet Humphrey Spender?
Yes, I think, well, we all did, you know, at various moments. I mean, we were busy, but yes. And we had a very nice lunch together, the Thursday ladies, when we'd finished. And he came to that.
With Humphrey, yes.
And Lee.
Yes. Would you like to talk a little bit about Lee Cash?
I liked Lee. The first time when she said, "Don't make that dog look like a bulldog," she seemed quite sharp, and I thought, oh, you know. And then I realised she had a very difficult task to do, to get all these 80 women, or yes, they were mainly women, 80 people, to produce work of a high standard and to produce accuracy. And she had to be strong to control all this. But she was a lovely lady. We used to enjoy going to her house, and we had many laughs and a great deal of fun.
And how did you get on with her dog?
Oh, Charlie! He was lovely. He was all right while we were sitting sewing, but if we were called downstairs for coffee, he came with us and he'd let us know that we shouldn't be going, we should be doing our work.
When it was finally finished, Molly, it was displayed in the Moot Hall.
Yes.
And you were involved again there?
Yes, because when it was on display, I always on a Tuesday morning stewarded with Wendy and Keith, and we had parties coming round. I loved particularly the children, because being a primary school teacher, I found I liked small children. Yes.
And you were describing the history of the embroidery to them and what different motifs meant.
Yes, I used it as a story, come history, come talking about embroidery. Yes.
And was the embroidery displayed anywhere else, as far as you know?
Well, I believe, and I'm not 100% on this, but I think in its early days it was on display at Chichester at one point, and also I think it was up at Earl's Court in London, but I wasn't involved with that, so my memory may be at fault, I don't know.
And after a few years, it was moved over finally to the Heritage Centre.
Yes, and by that time I had stopped stewarding, so I wasn't really, I've not been involved with it at the Heritage Centre.
Looking back, joining the embroidery ladies and being part of that group was a good thing for you, wasn't it?
It was, because I'd moved to Malden just before it all began, and I had been working up until from November to July. So when you're working, you don't do much in the town you're living in. But it came at a time when I was wanting to meet other women who sewed, and I was wanting friendship, and I was wanting to be part of something in the town. And so for me, it was an absolute godsend.
So your memories of that time and being involved are really good.
Oh,
good,
yes.
Memories, happy
oh,
memories.
Yes. Yes. Because the embroidery was part of a whole celebration of the millennium. and I got involved in various bits, and I remember being a Saxon lady in a reenactment, and I enjoyed that too because I'm quite a show off.
And when you see the embroidery now in the Heritage Centre, the colours are still wonderful, aren't they?
They are. And to see it in one row is marvellous. Mm. I mean, it was lovely when it was round a square room. And the Moot Hall did, of course, have an atmosphere of its own. But now you can see it in one big swoop. I like that too.
That's lovely. Thank you, Molly.